This is Akashvani. The news read by Anubha Rohatgi. The government has launched the One Nation, One Subscription ONOS scheme today. This initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals, and academic content, under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers, and institutions across the country by eliminating multiple subscription barriers and ensuring equitable access to knowledge. Over 1.8 crore students from government-funded higher education institutions, including universities and IITs, will have access to research papers published in top journals across the world. More than 13,400 international journals covering science, technology, engineering, medicine, mathematics, management, social sciences, and humanities are being made available to researchers under the first phase of the initiative. The principal scientific advisor, Professor Ajay Kumar Sood, said in the subsequent phases of ONOS, expansion of access to private higher educational institutions and ultimately to all individuals in the country who need such access can be taken up.
Phase 1 mein humne sari research central aur state government ki jitni research institutes, universities, colleges sab ko milaya. Usko experience karke hum phase 2 mein humari jo private universities aur colleges hain unko hum dekhenge ki kaise milaya jaye phase 2 mein. Aur phase 3 jab hoga ki jab aapke koi bhi nagrik desh ka agar wo knowledge ko access karna chahta hai kar paaye to wo phase 3 hoga. To pehle 3 saal humne phase 1 kiya hai, uske baad phase 2 aur uske baad phase 3.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year 2025. In a social media post, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and sustainable future for India and the world. Vice President Dhankar described 2025 as a momentous juncture in the country's republic journey. He mentioned that this year marks the entry into the final quarter of our constitution's centenary. He said that it is time for us to rededicate towards realizing the vision of constitution makers while advancing towards Viksit Bharat at 2047. Wishing the citizens wonderful health and prosperity in the new year, Prime Minister Modi expressed the hope that the year would bring new opportunities, success and endless joy to the lives of everyone. The world has welcomed 2025 with grandeur and festivities as dazzling fireworks, cultural performances and joyous gatherings mark the beginning of a new chapter. The new year travels across different time zones, starting with Kiribati in the Pacific and ending in American Samoa. From Sydney to London, celebrations reflected hopes and aspirations for the year ahead. India's infrastructure output, which constitutes about two-fifths of the country's industrial production, surged to a four-month high in November. This growth was driven by an increase in six of the eight core sectors during the month. Production of cement, coal, steel, electricity, refinery products and fertilizers recorded positive growth. According to provisional data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the index of eight core industries rose by 4.3% in November, up from 3.7% in October. This marks a significant improvement compared to a 2.4% growth in September and a contraction of 1.5% in August. Movement of several trains has been affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 22 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 2 hours. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to scattered rainfall and snowfall over Western Himalayan region during the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, cold day to severe cold day conditions are expected in isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh today. Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are trading in green today at 12 p.m. The BSE Sensex was trading at 78,347 after gaining 208 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.